Hey, it's Tax Quips time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from Sean in Tax Mama's Tax Parlor, who tells us a very long story that you can read in the Tax Parlor. But for short, he says, "My current situation involves a repossession of a car back in 1994. I received a notice about a year ago from the IRS stating that I owed around $1,000 more than I reportedly earned in 2003. IRS stated the income resulted from a forgiveness of debt, which I trace back to a repossession of a car in 1994. It turns out Wells Fargo bought my debt from the old bank and issued the 1099-C when they wrote it off in 2003. My attorney and CPA disagree on the handling of this case. What are my options?" Well, Scott, I've gone through the long explanation of how cancellation of debt works in my answer in the Tax Parlor. You can read that there. But while writing the answer, I had a brilliant idea that would clear up this entire assessment. The car was repossessed in 1994. The debt was extinguished in 1994. The 1099-C should have been filed then, and Wells Fargo may be barred from issuing that 1099 this late in the game. Just because they needed to clean up the sloppy books of the bank they bought is no reason for them to assess you for a loan that should have been written off over a decade ago. And that's what I would have your attorney or CPA argue with respect to this assessment. And that's a pretty solid argument. And remember, you'll find answers to all kinds of questions about tax problems and all kinds of tax issues free. Where else? At TaxMama.com.